This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me and you from the people who listen and apply. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, another word of wisdom, another hikmah said by our righteous predecessors, and as usual I will read it in Arabic, then we will translate inshallah and explain. إِنَّ النَّقْمَةَ الَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى هِيَ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ النِّعْمَةَ الَّتِي تُبْعِدُكَ عَنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Subhanallah. The affliction that ends up bringing you closer to Allah is better than the blessing that ends up distancing you away from Allah. I'll repeat. The affliction that ends up bringing you closer to Allah is better than the blessing that ends up distancing you away from Allah. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, how many calamities led us to perform tahajjud? How many problems led us to go to the masjid? How many afflictions led us to learn and make new du'as? So all these problems that we faced, they led to a ibadah, to an act of worship that was not existing in my life. So actually this calamity is something really good for me. That calamity is something really good for me. One of the sisters I know, when her sister died at a young age, because of that catastrophe, subhanallah, that led her to wear the proper hijab. I know a brother, his son was in a car accident and he was in coma for 10 days. That accident and his son being in coma brought back the father to Salat. Many people, afflictions bring them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is better than a blessing, a ni'mah, that distant me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, how many times I ask Allah for a job, and when Allah grant me that job, I come to the masjid. I used to see a brother every single day. He come to the masjid, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I'm out of job, I need the money, I need. And then Allah blessed him with a job, he stopped coming to the masjid. That job, he stopped coming completely. That job led the person to decrease his ibadat. How many times when I'm sick and when I became healthy and I ask Allah to make me healthy and to cure me, to give me shifa, and when I became healthy, I started doing and going to prohibited places. So that sickness was something really good for me. Subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, not all the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in the hadith that we all know in Sahih Muslim, he said, how wonderful is the case of the believer. There is good for him in everything. And this applies only to the believer. If prosperity attends him, he expresses gratitude to Allah, and that is good for him. And if adversity befalls him, He endures it patiently, and that is better for him. Subhanallah. May Allah make us all believers, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people who pass their test, and make us from the people who remember Allah in ease and in hardship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريماً.